And here now to talk more about what makes families work, we've got Wade Nobles. He's executive director of the Institute for the Advanced Study of Black Family Life and Culture. He's also a psychologist and professor of Africana Studies at San Francisco State University. And we are also joined by Dr. Dorothy Height. She's chair and president of the National Council of Negro Women. Professor Nobles, Dr. Height, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Height, let's start with you. Every year, the National Council of Negro Women puts on the Black Family Reunion Celebration, and the event focuses on what you call traditional values of the African-American family. What would you say those are?
Well, I think the history will show that the African-American family has always been a family that values its faith. And it also has been a family that has valued education, because education was so long denied. And I would say we valued our, what I would call, kinship ties. We've taken kinship seriously. And the extended family often is made up of people who are not exactly related, but they have a sense of kinship. And, of course, we're very much a family that has traditionally been forced into it, but also that we accept hard work, and I think we work harders.
So when you think about a family like Terrence Heath's, two gay men raising a son, does that fit into the traditional value structure that you're talking about? Is it a structure that is open to families of different composition, and it's more about the energy you bring to it, or do you make a distinction between different kinds of families?
No, we recognize that in this country we've accepted the nuclear family, but we also recognize there are many different kinds of families. And the important thing about it is the extent to which the family cares one for the other, and that they take care of each other, and that they have a sense of a commitment to being a part of life together.
Now, Professor, you have said that the traditional family model could be considered a white model. What do you mean by that?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Yes. Well, the whole idea of the structure of the family comes out of really anthropology and its theories about how human systems operate. And the model of a family being a two-parent family with 2.5 children and a dog named Spot, a cat named Puff, and a picket fence was an American creation of the imaging of family, even though most families, including white families, didn't fit that pattern. So it is a construct that was created to say this is a standard family. And that's what I was speaking to when I talked about this idea of in this country we can't excuse the fact that we still are influenced by the notions of white supremacy making all things white the standard. And so black families had to be measured against this illusory standard of a family structure. And that was problematic.
How do you reconcile the differences between black families and what are sometimes called mainstream families, families from other cultures, with the idea that that many people have that still the two-parent model is the best one, and we just don't have a standard two-parent model in the black community? How do you deal with those potentially conflicting ideas?
Well, see, I think that we have to be careful with what we have and what we don't have, because the family is a structure that is primarily designed to be child-centered. And historically, black communities have had different expressions of how do we protect and nurture children in a constellation called family. And so we've had extended families, we've had augmented families. All those are sort of structural permutations. The key and the most important element here is the love of nurturing of children.
Dr. Height, you have been working for decades on strengthening African-American families. How do you instruct or advise people to deal with the fact that there are going to be many times in black families and many other families where people step into either permanent or temporary parenting roles because there are other people who can't hold up their end of the bargain.
Well, I think it's good when they step in and help. I think the important thing, as was just said, is the caring for their children and the upbringing, the sense in which they work together.
How have you dealt with family in your own life, being someone who has had a very active career, very active leadership role, continues to play a huge leadership role? How has that affected your ability to also be in your own family?
Well, the family really for me, and I think for many people, even those who we might call are not in so-called nuclear families. I happen to have had both of my parents, but the family was really the base from which I was stimulated to achieve, which I was encouraged. The family really was a source of a great deal of developing confidence in myself. And I think that it is the nurturing that contributes to help the child get a sense of who they are. And I think that that is why in our work in the National Council of Negro Women, as we've been celebrating the family, we've tried to deal with, recognize not just the weaknesses, but the strengths that there are in the family. And that there are many different kinds of families, but many of those families with all kinds of odds against them still carry forward.
Professor Nobles, when you think about all of the different structures that may support a family in America, extended family, economic structures like jobs, the government and public schools, what needs to be really strengthened right now? Is it all of those different factors? Is there something right now that's not bearing enough weight? For example, a lot of people say government isn't playing its role because the public schools in many cases are places that make it more difficult for children, and that reverbs back on the family.
See, there are larger issues here, and we probably won't have time to really go into them, but the fact of the matter is that families exist in a society. And the nature of the society creates seepages that come into the family that affect its ability to function as a resource for the development of human beings. So we have to look at the society of this society in terms of how does the society provide those resources that sustain life for all people, and how does it either advance or retard a family's ability to obtain those. And in our society, unfortunately, we still have a great deal of inequality, a great deal of a disadvantage for black people, and consequently, black families have an additional burden of acquiring those resources that are necessary to sustain life, to nurture children, and to develop them to become loving human beings.
Dr. Haidt, how do you deal with that question of who needs to really be supporting the family, not just individual community members, but also these structures like neighborhood schools? How do you discuss that when you discuss issues among the people at the National Council of Negro Women?
Well, I think that we can talk about what families can do for themselves, but I think the family has to be recognized as a part of a community and part of a society, and that there is a role that the government must play, as well as a role that your institutions in the community play in supporting the family. And I think too much we tend to say whatever problems arise, we blame the family instead of looking at the conditions that affect the family. When you look at it, you say, well, 45% of black families are headed by women, but we do not recognize that there's nothing wrong because it's just headed by women. It is that particularly is it important that those families are, that the women in those families are usually low-paid workers, and that the families are mostly in poverty, so that we have to look at conditions in a society like poverty and discrimination and the deprivations that we can recognize, whether it's in health or in education or other opportunities.
Professor Nobles, we kicked off this conversation about the African American family by bringing up the controversies that Bill Cosby has put out there, whether or not people are taking enough responsibility to foster good families. has this conversation thus far been productive, or has it really produced tensions in and among African Americans? And if the latter, what can be done to push this to a point where people are really trying to collaborate?
Well, I think that the fact that what's missing in this public conversation is that the black family and the black community has historically always attempted to support itself. And Dr. Cosby's critique is a narrow critique, and the only criticism I would make of it is not whether it's correct or incorrect. The critique I make of it is that does it lead us to solutions? And the solutions have to be solutions that look at what are the responsibilities of family, but also what are the responsibilities of society, because no family in this country exists on its own in an isolated bubble, and its success is not determined by what it does alone. It is in interaction with the larger society and those forces that either retard people's advancement or advance them.
Dr. Haidt, African Americans live in all sorts of parts of the country, all sorts of neighborhoods, ones that are majority white, majority black. How can this community that we are a part of, this extended community, come together around these issues when our lives may be so different on the day-to-day?
They're very different. One of the reasons that we have started the Black Family Reunion Celebration was to bring families together. And we do not say what kind of family. We say bring your family. Whoever is your family. But I think even as you do that, we have to recognize that we have to take the responsibility for seeing what kinds of things we need to do to support families. I take a look at the issues of things like health insurance. How many millions of our children have no kind of health insurance? That's just that kind of thing. Is a part of what we need to bring people together to work on, to not just talk about what's wrong with the family, but also to see what we can do within our powers to really improve the conditions of life for all families.
Well, Dr. Haidt and Professor Nobles, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Dorothy Haidt is Chair and President Emeritus of the National Council of Negro Women. She joined us from our Washington, D.C. studios. And Wade Nobles is Executive Director of the Institute for the Advanced Study of Black Family Life and Culture. He's also a psychologist and professor of Africana Studies at San Francisco State University.